Sunday, Super Bowl Sunday. Da 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 da. Pa 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 pa. Oh, sorry. I'm so excited. All guys love the Super Bowl, unless you're a pansy. Oops, it's not politically correct to say pansy. Welcome to REHDOWG Random Thoughts. I'm REHDOWG. Today I want to talk about dreams. I mean, do they have meanings, or are they just pointless, stupid things that just go through our minds in the night? Like maybe you watched a TV show or something throughout the day happened and you just dream about it. Is it just pointless? And what about visions? Are they actually real? Well, for me, I'm going to say yes to both of them. Yes. Oh, I got some new fish. Do you see my new fish swimming around? Hi, fishy. Got some snaily. Oh, sorry, I'm bugging. Have an optimator. TGIF, y'all. Oh, okay. Yeah, I got the TV in the background. You could probably see that in the fish tank. Anyway, okay. I've totally forgot what I was saying. Oh, I say the answer is yes, sir, it is. Because I can only speak about my experiences. For instance, I know you guys aren't going to believe me, but way back in the Virgin Islands, before 1987, when I actually did my biggest performance of the life and brought the house down, I might add, before that, about, I'm not sure, maybe 6 months before that, or even a little bit closer, I had a dream. I couldn't see myself. All I could see was I was wearing some type of a gold outfit, and I was on the stage and I was singing, and the crowd reaction was positive to it. 6 months later, my mom made me a gold outfit, and I brought the house down in St. Thomas, United States, Virgin Islands, opened up for Supercat and Frankie Paul. So I don't know if that was a dream that came through. I guess you could say that's a dream that came through. But some of them are like visions. Like when my dog Zeus was alive, I remember when I lived in Hartford, Connecticut on Jefferson Street. I thought I was sleeping, but I definitely, when I think back on it, it wasn't a dream. But I could remember Zeus grabbing me by the hand, and it was lots of smoke inside the house, and Zeus led me outside, and then there was firemen out there. And when I came to, I was actually outside, and the house was filled with smoke, and firemen was there. You can't tell me that was a dream. That had to have been a vision. I have other visions too. Like one time, a past friend of mine, he had this dog. I forgot what kind of dog. Golden Retriever, I think. Anyway, I had a vision that I couldn't see who it was. All I saw was a friend holding a dead dog crying, and in a veterinarian environment. And about 2 days later, my buddy called me up and said, come on, we gotta go out, you know, and something's wrong with my dog. So we shot out there, and sure enough, you know, the dog was sick. It was dying. I remember him being in the veterinarian office, and he was holding his hand with the dog in the same way it was in that vision. So a lot of things like that happened to me. Two nights ago, this wasn't a vision, I think this was a dream. When I was a buddy I used to work with, not in this company, but a different company. He and I knew that the world was going to end. I think it was in 2012. I think this is because I've been hearing so many things about the world's end in 2012. But anyway, in this dream, Rich and I were trying to get to the church because we want to, you know, be repentant of our sins before the world ended. And a third party jumped on board. I don't know who that was, who he was or whatever, but I'm wondering if that means something. I believe dreams have a meaning. You don't just dream about senseless things. I think that they all have a meaning. Sometimes it's hard to know which one is dreams and which ones are visions. But for me, this ever happened to you? Sometimes you'll be dreaming and you don't know it's a dream, and then all of a sudden, like, it's getting towards the end, And I guess it would be subconsciously you realize that it's a dream, and I don't want to wake up because I know it's a dream. I want to see what's going to happen. Or sometimes I try to alter it because I know it's a dream. But every time I try to do that, I wake up. But when I'm having a real good, I don't want to say a wet dream, but a sexy dream. Let's call it a sexy dream. And my alarm goes off. I'm like, no! I was right there. I was gonna climax. Damn it! Damn it! I tried to go back to sleep. Come on! Come on! Psh, psh. No! It's a he she. No, I'm just kidding. That's not true, y'all. I'm just bugging. But no, you know what I'm saying. I hate when that happens. But I wish. I'm almost thinking about buying one of those dream books. But are those just a gimmick or? Are those dream books actually reality? Have anyone tried those dream books? I really do believe every dream means something. It's like for me, I could tell when something bad's gonna happen. Like if I keep dreaming, like I don't want to say weird, but just negative things for like 5 or 6 days straight, that always mean a life-changing thing is gonna happen. It's never usually good. It's always usually bad, and it's always usually related to people, so I hate that when I get those type of dreams back to back to back to back. Watch out, something's gonna happen. Roof is gonna blow off this mug, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just wondering if y'all feel the same way. And no one knows when the world is gonna end. You can't say it's gonna end in 2012. I don't care what, no one knows. Only the fellow upstairs knows. You guys don't know when it's gonna end. So I don't know why I had that dream the other night. It's bugging me out. Anyway, gonna enjoy my Super Bowl. I don't do the Super Bowl parties. How many of you guys do the Super Bowl parties? Well, for me, by choice, I don't really like having a whole bunch of friends. Like I said, I've been through that stuff before, which was great. Adam, Frank, Travis, OJ, and myself. We were like a gang, you know what I'm saying? We were tight, good friends and stuff. And I've been through that before. Don't really want to go through that again because I get attached, and when group starts splitting up, it really it's not a good feeling or whatever. So I'd rather be a loner. So I'm gonna have me some few Optimators. I don't know if I want to do pizzas or buffalo wings. Maybe buffalo wings. I like buffalo wings, honey barbecue. Do some of that. Watch my Steelers go. Go Steelers! It's gonna be a good game because they're both great defensive teams. Just certain things that we gotta work on as Steelers, because we have our weaknesses. So hopefully things work out for the best. I don't gamble. So I don't bet on. Do any of you guys bet on the Super Bowls? I don't really like to bet on the game. Although I had buddies in the past who said that they can't watch football or sports for that matter without betting on it because it makes it exciting. But to each their own, I say. Anyway. Let me know what y'all think about the dreams and visions. I definitely am a true believer that they mean something. Till next time, take care and happy Super Bowl. Sunday, Sunday, Sunday! So stupid.
Would you like to earn free t-shirts, silicone wristbands, and more? Simply follow us on Snapchat. Username is PBombshow.